Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. A few weeks ago, the USAWKS family lost a giant when Chuck Elvin passed away. Chuck, along with his wife Sherry, were familiar names and faces for years in leadership roles, not only in the state of Kansas, but also on the national stage. Sherry was killed tragically in 2011 during an airshow accident in Reno, and Chuck was seriously injured at that time. Due to their impact and notoriety within the USA Wrestling organization, information about the accident and updates on the condition of the couple were posted on the USA Wrestling website, themat.com. A tribute to Chuck was posted after his passing this June 20th. After Chuck's passing, Mike Juby, our current and longtime state chairman, made the following post on the Kansas Wrestling Talk Forum, and I quote, "Chuck passed away about 3 o'clock this afternoon. His contributions help make our organization and the people who benefit from it what they are today. Although he is no longer with us, his spirit will live on in every Kansas wrestler who steps on the mat. Rest in peace, Chuck." I've asked Mr. Juby to come on and reflect on the impact of Chuck and Sherry and talk about their legacies. Mike, welcome to Airtime.
Great to be with you, Pat.
Fittingly for the topic, you are actually on your way to Fargo as we speak. How far are you into your drive, and how many miles do you have ahead of you?
Well, I've got a few miles left. I'm about 4 hours, 4.5 hours into the drive from my home. It's about 11 hours, so I'm almost halfway there. I'm in Nebraska between Lincoln and Omaha right now.
All right, not that I want you to do this, but I think you've done this enough to where you could probably drive it blindfolded. You've been the chairman for over 2 decades. How many Fargos have you attended?
Every one since I was state chairman, and the one prior to my becoming state chairman, I actually rode up with Chuck and Sherry Elvin while Chuck was still the state chairman.
Okay, so that's probably been about as long as it's been in Fargo then, or does that go back to Cedar Falls?
No, I think my first year up in Fargo was the third year that it had been there. So I've been going to Fargo for almost the full length up there, minus a couple of years, but not with Cedar Falls.
Okay. So I've asked you to come on today to give us a sense of what Chuck and Sherry meant to the USA Wrestling Kansas organization. A few years ago, I had the privilege of meeting Chuck when you introduced me to him at Fargo. It was obvious to me that you had the utmost respect and admiration of Chuck and credit him for your status within the USA Wrestling organization. First, tell us a little bit about Chuck. He was an intelligent man, well-traveled, and had a variety of interests. But wrestling seemed to occupy a large part of his time and effort.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. It's kind of interesting. Chuck did not have a background in wrestling, but his boys started wrestling when they were younger, and that got him involved. He told me several times that the sport, that his boys being involved in the sport got him involved. Once he got involved, he really became a fan of the sport. But he said ultimately what really hooked him was the people that he got to know and the friendships he made really throughout the country through the sport.
So how did Chuck influence and encourage you to get involved at the state and national level in the USA Wrestling organization?
Yeah, Chuck, I would say it was less encouragement, more kicking me in the butt. He was wanting somebody to step into his role. He felt like it was time for him to kind of transition out of the state chair position. At that time, I was the kids director for USA Wrestling Kansas, and in that role, I had been sitting on his corporate board for a few years, and he'd gotten to know me, and he determined that I needed to become more involved, and One thing about Chuck, once he got his mindset on something, he would just kind of keep nibbling away and pushing and prodding and poking until he got things to where he was wanting to get them, and in his case, that's very much what happened. He kept pushing at me, and I finally agreed to take over. But I put some conditions on stepping in as state chairman, and one of them was that that he would stay involved, particularly at the national level. Chuck had established USA Wrestling Kansas as really a very influential state within the national organization, and that was something at that time I truly didn't have any interest in, but I felt like it benefited our state greatly, and so that was one of the conditions, and he agreed to do it, I think both because I was pressing him on it, but I think even more than that, I think he really enjoyed continuing to be involved at the national level.
And it's kind of ironic that, you know, with Chuck and Sherry, we're kind of a package deal in what they offered, and you and Kathy are kind of the same, as much as, you know, she does for the organization as well. So that's kind of an ironic and unique aspect of how that transition occurred.
Yeah, probably having Chuck and Sherry as role models led a lot to our current situation and how we operate. I will say that the first time that I got to see Chuck and Sherry together, my thought was, this is a divorce waiting to happen. The two of them at meetings would continually be at each other's throat, contradicting each other, correcting each other. It was after getting to know them for a while, I learned that this was the relationship that they both enjoyed. They loved each other's company, and they loved trying to influence the other one and correct. And it was probably made them even stronger as a couple, because you didn't have one just parroting what the other said. You truly did have debates going on within that house that more often than not ended up with some really great results.
So Chuck was a friend, a mentor, an advisor to you through the years. He did slow down in more recent years, but what void does his passing create for you?
Well, yeah, in the last few years, well, first of all, after the accident, he had a long, lengthy, and painful recovery that really took him out of the picture as far as involvement in any kind of management or direction for the organization. From that point forward, it was really more of a friendship. Checking in, seeing how he's doing. He always loved to hear. He had a position on the USA Wrestling's national corporate board, and they made him in effect. He was kind of an emeritus. Even though he could no longer really travel out and attend the meetings, they kept him. I think up until the end. I know for several years he stayed on all of the email chains, and so he loved hearing about what was going on within the state, what was going on nationally, how our kids were doing, how the organization was doing, how the coaches were doing. He would prod me on a few things that generally things that we had discussed previously, and he'd want to know how we were progressing on them and how things were coming along. But more the last few years, it's his loss just it takes one more friend out of my life, and that's something that's never good.
Your tribute on the talk forum was brief but packed with meaning. Explain to us what you meant when you wrote, "His contributions help make our organization and the people who benefited from it what they are today."
Chuck did so many things, and most of them really weren't recognized widely, in part because he didn't go around thumping his chest and talking about what he'd done. When he got involved, when he first became state chairman for USA Wrestling Kansas, the organization itself was really in a tough spot, and frankly in some jeopardy at that point. Financially, we were hurting very badly. There had been some decisions that had been made at the state level that had put us in a really, really tough spot. When Chuck took over as state chairman, one of the things I know that he did, there wasn't enough cash in the state bank accounts to do the business that needed to be done at the state level. Chuck pulled his credit card out, and without any kind of certainty that he would ever get repaid, he was putting all of the state business on his personal account, in the belief that by the time the year was over, there would be enough cash in to be able to cover his expenses. And so he took quite a bit of risk with that. Chuck was an accountant. He understood finances very well. It was what he did for a living, working for the airline. So he through his efforts, got our state out of that dire financial position, and then had to simultaneously had to accomplish the same thing at the national level. He was a member of they refer to it as the Gang of Eight, but USA Wrestling had its own issues for different reasons, but a similar problem. There was a rift for a while of USA Wrestling not being able to pay their bills. The national organization right now is in a very solid state, but again, it was not too long after the USA Wrestling had been made the national governing body for wrestling, which means that where it used to be AAU, now USA Wrestling is going to be selecting the national teams and the Olympic teams and such. So it hadn't been very long that had happened. And again, some mistakes were made at the national level. Chuck and the rest of this gang of eight stepped in and through really force of will of these individuals managed to pull USA Wrestling back from the brink. So whether it's from a state position or a national position, Chuck stepped in when things were at their worst, and when he left, things were much, much better.
Thank you for taking the time to join us today, Mike. You know, it's safe travels and good luck with Team Kansas and Fargo.
Okay, thanks, Pat. Good talking to you.
This has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.